Welcome to Town Council. We're welcome this meeting today on October 8th at 7 o'clock. We get back to open session.
Sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, the minutes from last, from September 10th, did everybody get a chance to review that?
They looked okay, we had it, I didn't see anything.
There's one spot where it's M-A-S-T-Y, and I wouldn't even notice it, except that the minute said the correction of other names. Would've just glossed over. The rest of it says I-E, just right there. Sorry. I don't care, you don't care.
I'm motion to approve the minutes with the correction to Misty's spelling of her name.
Oh, something.
It's been motion to second that we approve the minutes from last month on September 10th, with the set of correction on the spelling of Misty's name. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Minutes are approved. Moving on to the invoice report for this month.
Everything looked normal, just there was nothing, there wasn't a lot there. So I make.
Just would like to see.
I make a motion that we pay the bills.
Second.
The motion is second that we pay the bills. All in favor? Misty?
Aye.
Aye.
Pat?
Aye, aye.
Kim?
Aye.
I approve as well, pay the bills. Okay. On the first item of business on my end is we went to an audit. On the 12th of September, we did really well. We did really well. I have hats off to Chris and
Go Club.
And for all that they do and helping keep everything going. There's a few things that that recommended that we do, but there was one finding that on the fraud assessment that we already did that. We approved the fraud risk and all that risk assessment, but we did it in our own fiscal year. So
yeah, in 24 instead of 25?
Yeah, so okay. We missed that's the finding. So, because we didn't do it in 2025, but we already have 26 is done. So
we'll approve that in 27. How do you like that?
So we fix that one.
So anyway, there's a few things that was I guess we can probably a few things that they want us to do moving forward. Suggestions with Strongman says that we better do it. So we view the budget regularly, like quarterly, all that, and make note of it that we have. And we did have minutes that says that we have to post within 3 days, and we had computers crash back in July, and so that wasn't possible. So anyway, that showed up. And then we'll address the other stuff at the end of the night.
And that's all your findings.
Good job. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
And so, with that being said, the quarterly budget, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at that or thought about it. But when I went through it, it's right on track. We got a credit of $1,500 for insurance. So,
that was because we were insuring county properties for the last 5 years. So that's fixed now. Yeah.
So, as far as I'm concerned, the financials are in support. from July to October 1st. Looks good to me. And the budget.
Looks like we are on track.
Yep. Which is really cool. Because the rest of my life is sometimes I wonder. The town can forget.
There's nothing that's really.
Something that's kind of notable is we are changing some of Rick's allocation from his summer, doing a lot of going to the cemetery and stuff like that. Now it's going to go back more to general maintenance for roads. So that's one of the things.
Everybody approve that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
They're approved. And once again, thanks for all the help that everybody does, so especially the office here lately. So, Kim?
So, this year we would like to do, I say we, I've thrown it out there, and I'll say we would like to do a Christmas tree lighting on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. A short, sweet. We have a bunch of new Christmas lights this year that all lights will come on that Sunday after Thanksgiving. We'd like to do just a tree lighting, hot chocolate, bonfire, kind of thing by the flagpole.
So that's November 30th?
Yes.
Well, I think that's wonderful as long as Rick's happy about it.
I know. He's good. So we actually have a meeting scheduled for the 16th.
Maybe he will be in.
The
16th
of October to make a plan on where everything's going to go and how to get everything done on time. So anybody who would love to help, we'll probably be working on it around different times, different weekends, different whatever.
What time's the meeting?
10.
10, yeah.
Oh. 10 and at the rec center?
I don't know. Wherever you want.
Where, yeah, we can.
Where are we getting the decorations out to look at them, or?
No, I don't think so. I think we're just gonna, Rick and Annie have gone through and have a pretty
we're just gotta get lights out
inventory, and then we're gonna decide what we want to put where, what we still need to buy. Does anybody have a phone number for Chad Blake by chance? I would like to put our new nativity scene on his property across from the post office. But I don't have a phone number to get a hold of. I haven't delved real deep into it, but I would like it, see if we could put it there. That way we have, it's not on city, it's not on state, it's not on, but it's still on our main street. You okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll text his wife and ask for a number.
Thank you. And then, so between now and the end of the year, we'll do bingo and craft night. We'll do the tree lighting, and we have our tinsel town, but we haven't set a date for that yet.
And we got trunk or treat.
And we have our trunk or treat.
And that's on Friday the 31st, right?
Yes.
Is there a thing for the trunk or treat?
What was the time you were going to start?
Five. Yeah. That's about it.
Indeed. You know, I have that day off.
You do?
I might too.
First time in.
Yeah, you
might.
I might have it up there. Wait,
So there's a lot that's going to be coming up. Hopefully we'll have great community involvement and we'll have a lot of fun stuff for this winter season. Bingo is next week. Craft night is the week after that. And then what do we need to talk about? Do I just need to sign the fraud risk?
I'd say we approve the
fraud. And we have to approve it.
And we have to approve it. There is. Has everybody got a copy or do they need to look at this?
Yeah, I don't know where I would get it already.
It's the same one we approved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have to approve it again because we didn't do it in the 2025?
I move to approve the fraud risk assessment.
No, he's doing that.
Motion seconded that we accept the current fraud risk assessment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This was such a weird month.
It's getting weirder too.
Well, it is weird because planning and zoning is usually before, but it's the second Tuesday, so it happens to be after. So I don't have anything to report since the last one, and I was so off with my days yesterday that I didn't make it to Amber's meeting. Nothing there. I don't know if it's Sunday or Wednesday right now. I'll never survive if I
actually full moon yesterday, so I
make fun of I have no schedule anymore. I have no, like, nothing set in the house.
Welcome to retirement.
I don't want, I don't like this. My life's falling apart.
All right, Melissa.
I've been gone for a while, so Glennis, can you help me with any update on the Pioneer Church?
Was anything
other than no?
Okay.
We got the grant from Rocky Mountain Power.
Right.
And hopefully we have enough money to work on windows. But Marianne's been gone to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Yeah, I seen the door open a light on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the heck? And I had been over to my father's because of my Uncle Craig passing, but anyway, I whipped in there and thought, who is it getting in? Oh, they're working on it.
Yeah.
So, and that was
on Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday at 8 o'clock or 8:30.
They didn't start until later in the afternoon.
Well, the lights work, so.
I like the siding on the color. It looks really good.
Yeah.
It does, and there's an article coming out in the county paper that kind of explains, because people are yapping about, well, it's always been yellow. No, it was painted milk with milk paint, which yellows over time. Then when we repaid, when I was in the city council, we had Bruce Funk paint it, and Gary Petty asked Gary Petty, what color should I paint it? And Gary said, I guess yellow. So they painted it yellow. So it's not always been yellow.
I like the white much better.
It's great.
If you look at it though,
you
can tell it's got a creamy.
Yeah, it's kind of a cream color.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which will yellow a bit with time.
They won't yellow as fast.
No.
It looks really good.
So
yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, even people in town that are 90 years old said it's always been yellow. No, your memory's just
yellow.
Yeah, sometimes it's always been that way for 10 years.
Yeah, but I remember when it was painted. I remember. It wasn't always that yellow.
That was like in 90-something, wasn't it? What was that?
Oh, I think it was before that.
I think it was before that because I've been coming to Emory since 1990 and it's always been that color.
Yellow.
Yeah.
See, it's always been yellow.
It's always been yellow to me.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
but it will have dark brown trim.
It looks great.
Yeah. Okay.
I got it. That's all I have.
All right, Patrick?
Yes, sir. The last district meeting, we got to approve on, we got approved to do the curb gutter from 100 North to 300 North next year. And that was really the only project on our list that they approved, but things are getting way spendy. And also, Jacob wants us to increase the fee we collect for the base rate on the district by 80 cents on the culinary, sewer, and secondary. He's crunched the numbers, and that's what he's going to have to add. Yeah. And you guys can get with him and find out when he wants to start collecting.
Well, and I think we probably want to do that, because if you look on the budget, we're actually in the negative on culinary. And
so,
we're
in our audit.
So maybe we need to do more than that.
Yeah. We can talk about that here in just a minute.
Oh, okay. And I think... Oh yeah, we got the, they gave us the 2024 culinary water signage of usage. And you guys can post that. And then they got a breakdown of the projects that they approved and how much they cost. And we landed right around the middle of everybody for our project. So you guys want to do that? That's pretty much all I have this time. I don't want to talk about animals right now.
Thank you very much. Other than we should be getting cages for you.
Mm-hmm.
More cat, my traps.
Cool.
Okay, and I talked to Rick earlier today, making sure, I asked him to make sure the storm drains were clean, the upcoming storm. So we don't need to have any more catastrophes than we may have anyway. But what you got thinking about emergency planning and different things, so we'll talk about that in the future, about some ideas.
I've got the book, the emergency plan book.
Yeah, and some funding for other things that's on my mind, but maybe people who are in the town and willing to clean up their mess, so to speak. Not everybody has a mess, but sometimes it feels like a mess to them and it's overwhelming. They have to get asbestos testing or whatever, lead poisoning, all that and done, and sometimes that stops them from moving forward. So I don't know if we can arrange sometime in the near future some kind of something in the budget that makes that work for the town to help everybody. I mean, the taxpayers here need something to rely on the town to help back them when something that, say, 90 years ago, this church had asbestos in it, but it didn't. We're thankful for that. But point being is still something's got to happen with that. There's still a few older buildings here that, heavens, none of them people are around anymore, right? But mine require testing just because of laws. So, anyway, something to think about. Planning, zoning, and budgeting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Move that around in your heads. We'll talk about it next month.
Okay.
On how we can move forward with that and being fair to everybody and how that applies, you know, to one person to the next or whatever. And availability, but I don't know if that could be just brainstorming a little bit with that today because of the rain, and I have lots of time to think while I drive. Anyway, especially on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But I was part of an emergency fund of some sort, you know, like if that we actually get 2 inches of rain right at that face of that E and right up here, and it comes this way. We got sandbags, but they're not full. They're sitting in the garage over there, 1,000 of them. Brand new, under a tarp. So I thought, we don't even have a plan to fill them.
No.
So, but we have them.
I did see in Price that today they called residents to come and volunteer to fill sandbags.
So we have them pump them dams, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to catch a lot of it.
So hopefully that works and stuff. And
they were built when it flooded.
I was in Tooele this weekend when that hit, and
it's crazy.
It was bad.
Yeah. So I was in Price 2 weeks ago, three, and they got flooded over there by Carbonville Road there towards Groggs and all that. I was actually right there at Long Wall West when that came flying through. And they just overwhelmed their canals, and they were already full because they were still irrigating. But they had nowhere for it to go. So it went right where we were at. It's like, and then I drove from Long Wall West to J&N Auto there by Burger King, and it was dry.
It's crazy.
Do we have the sand for the sandbags? No? Is that something that we...
Yep, that's just what I was thinking all about, the emergency stuff. We don't have a plan for that. If we had a little grizzly that we made, we'd just shove it, put the things in, and we could really do a lot of bags in a big hurry if we had the system set up. We could probably...
That material that I dug out when I dug that new burn pit, there was hardly a rock in it, and it was straight, beautiful sand.
It is.
It's too bad. I was trying to figure out a way we could get a dump truck load of it, because I have access to a dump truck and a loader, and maybe put it somewhere where it could, you know, get to it quick.
Yeah, and then we need to have a team to be able to do that if we need to, and I, you know.
But I couldn't believe that. The rocks on top, I thought it was going to be really rocky, and I pushed them aside. I went down, 6 feet? And I hit two little layers of them that were kind of hard, but they were only this thick. And they just folded right in with the rest of it.
That's how Abby's garden is. If you ever want to know how awesome it would be to garden, in different dirt, go to Abby's house.
So, but anyway, that was on my, with town maintenance and emergency plan and all kinds of stuff that went through my brain the last 24 hours. So,
is there still sand up by Dave's house where we used to get it out of that?
I think the silt, if we had to get it, we just have to go to the debris basin by the plant, because that's where
they put it now.
A bunch of that out when they cleaned out the one pond, the middle one. They put a bunch of that in that debris basin, and it wouldn't be that hard to dig up. I mean, it's just sitting there. Probably have to have a piece of equipment go and fluff it up really good. You know, maybe take a skid steer and spin on it and just roll it around. And then you can fill some sandbag with that stuff.
Okay.
So there's a few things out there that we needed
it
tomorrow.
So we could probably, yeah. But I was thinking of like a hopper and stuff that we could make it easy.
That's our approval thing. It's
a small, portable one.
But yeah. So anyway, that's what I was just thinking that we could have. But hopefully, the holes and everything, which I don't think 2 inches is coming at one time. But it's going to be raining from what I can see, in my professional eye. Sunday, but
there was an old guy named Alton Jansen who lived here in Emory, and he told the story when they said, when God decided to wipe man off the face of the earth, he made a man 40 days and 40 nights, and Emory got half an inch.
But I remember the year that in September it rained for 3 days.
That was 1997. I was trying to remember what summer that was where we got all that, because we didn't have those debris basins in, and it was flooding every single night.
That ditch at the bottom of town that was 15 feet deep was full, and for a half a block up the road, there was water. Mm. Yeah.
It was amazing how much rain we got that summer.
And then the year, 9/11 was in
2001.
Okay, in 2002, in September, we got another storm.
That's when we were building our house.
Yep.
And we had just poured our footers and foundation, and they sat underwater for 10 days.
Ooh.
Yeah. We had no idea, because we couldn't walk out to them. We had no idea how bad it was going to be. But they were good.
Okay, anyway, for that commercial.
Right.
I apologize. So, Scott?
Okay, so we did the Heroes Girls Camp last weekend, Friday and Saturday. There were 24 girls that showed up. It was a real good time. we got to show them a lot of what we do and how we do it. And there were, I think out of the 24 girls that signed up, I think there were four of them that were ready to go put in applications to surrounding fire departments. So it was a lot of fun. Kyle and I also applied for the license plate grant, the AFT grant. It's a $5,000 grant. We applied for it, we'll see where it goes. We did four calls this month. One was a semi/wildland fire. The wildland part of it, we are gonna build a stake for. So that will be a little bit of a boost back in the budget. on the note of incoming storms, we prepped the trucks, everything's full, everything's ready to go, and there's a pile of the new sandbags right at the base of the stairs right here. I brought them down so that everybody knew where they're at and they're easily accessible, and just in case we need them.
Cool.
And that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
All right, so we're now on to
me.
To you and Chris.
So during our audit, they pointed out that we don't have a current fee schedule. It has not been updated since 2006. They also brought to our attention our plot, like for our cemetery, hasn't been updated in 20 years. On top of that, now that we have to do, what is it called, GIS, for our cemetery. So I need to have you guys talk about it. That's what I called around, I asked a bunch of people what their prices were. I kind of feel like that's a decent to do, to raise it to 300 for residents.
Yeah.
And non-residents 600 just for plot fees. And then raise our opening and closing to cover our costs for opening and closing. Because the auditors are like, you guys are way below cost.
Okay.
So I don't want it to take effect till the first of the year. That way that gives the residents time
to still jump in.
To still, if they want to buy, they can.
Maybe.
But
if they want to make a date.
Okay, then I would make a motion that we adopt this fee schedule.
Well, it's not to talk about. We have to
talk about.
We have to do it in public.
You have to do a public. Yes.
I thought only when you raise a tax, not a fee. I thought if you raise a fee.
Were you referring to?
I thought we had to do it to raise fees.
Yeah.
That's very wrong.
It's probably be on the safe side to do it. Yeah. But I thought only.
Well, and we think there's possibly going to be other ones that we're going to have to discuss before.
Well, if we
before.
Need to do the water.
Yeah, so yeah. There was a, he said if we don't raise, we'll end up with a deficit.
Yeah, we got to raise that 80 cents because
it was
not going down.
Like that,
there's probably got to be more than that because garbage is going up too. I talked to Wade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's going up.
So
you're contractually, it's like, what is
2%?
2% a year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the contract runs out next year on city sanitation, right? It was a 2-year contract, so that's done this spring.
And then the auditors did bring up, I'm still looking into it because I have to have the fees posted for like business licenses. So we're gonna look at it and see if maybe even charging just for business licenses for the bigger companies, still 100, but do like 20 for all the little.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
I think while we post that, we need to be really clear on who needs a business license.
And that's something I'm working on to see.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a gray area. Nobody
they
really
did mention right there that if we put an ordinance, we can actually charge home businesses a nominal fee to set up them as a business.
At the conference.
Okay, cool. So maybe we just need to have a public hearing to review town fees and.
Town fees and this.
And I'm only putting it out there to get us start thinking about it. But we probably need to go through truth and taxation next year. We are supposed to be at about a 22%, we're 13%. That's, we're only getting 17,000 for property tax right now. Hmm. And we all know that everybody else is paying property tax that's going to the county and the state, and the town is not getting any portion of that. So, yeah, and it's a lengthy process.
It's a sore subject.
55 communities went for truth and taxation, and because they mentioned one other thing in their hearings, only 10 went through truth and taxation this year. The rest of them were denied.
Oh. Hmm. So it has to be completely separate from that.
And one gentleman just mentioned, and we're really good on the budget, as they were walking out, and it voided their truth of taxation.
Boy, somebody better train us really good before we walk in the door.
Yeah, and it's, they're, yeah, just, they're getting those sticklers about everything. So we just want to make sure.
So we have.
And I feel sorry for the community. I mean, it's all falling down on all of us. And that's sad because nobody's making any money.
But that was a big thing at our conference. Huge.
That's it.
We'll discuss that before we have a hearing. Probably have a hearing in December. Talk about it next week. That's all the fees that we need to address.
Yeah, that's what you mount them in January 1st.
Yeah.
And I'll get with Jacob too and see if they're gonna, if I need to raise the connection fees.
He didn't say nothing about connection fees. I was kind of, but he's been updating them pretty regular. I just don't think he's updated that base water rate for a while on any one of those, the sewer and the secondary. So.
Okay. Anything else needs to cross your mind? Some forgot about?
Some things you can't see.
Probably.
No.
Okay.
You one of the things I was going to mention with the storm drains, but you already did.
Thanks.
Oh, Anheuser-Busch is donating a pallet of water. So we will have emergency, their 12-ounce canned Anheuser-Busch purified water. Huh. We're donating a pallet. Don't know what we'll get, but they're donating.
That's what they're calling beer now.
Purified water?
Yep, purified water and beer can.
Got a little something in it.
I just said to you, a little something beer tastes like that water.
Okay.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I'll second it.
Yes, it's adjourned.
Okay.